Daf Dalet, and we are on Gimel Amid Beis. We are in the sugya of Rabbi Chiya Kamaisa, the first Rabbi Chiya, as we'll get to what the second Rabbi Chiya is, but the first Rabbi Chiya is discussing Modeh B'Miksas and an expansion of Modeh B'Miksas. Modeh B'Miksas, we know, is a Din D'Oraisa, that if somebody admits to part after being the Nitva, the person that's a Toveh of 100, the Nitva is 50, and then he has to swear on the other 50 because of Hodas Piv, because he admitted, so that then he himself is Mechayiv. The Torah is mechayev him to swear on the other 50. What's the svara for that? Now we saw yesterday in Rabbah. Rabbi Chiya then extends that to say not only in a case of behodas pir, but also of edim. If he, the nitva, denies everything, kofar bakol, and then edim say that he is chayev 50, so then Rabbi Chiya says he also has to make a shvua on the other 50. So the question is, what's this far? So we even brought our Mishnah, which we'll have to get back to, as a raya, but he brought a kal v'chomer. You know this from a kal v'chomer. We tried to bring a kal v'chomer on yesterday's daf from directly Piv. If he himself could be b'chayiv himself a shvua, so kol shekein, if edim come, they could be b'chayiv him a shvua. And we went back and forth whether that is a kal v'chomer that stands up or not, but ultimately we said it does not. At the last line, let's just review that for a moment. Ella, sixth to last line, ma lepiv shekein eino b'chashav azama. When it comes to hodas piv, a person himself is not in hachashan azama. So that shows a strength. Tomar be'edim sheyeshem b'chashav azama. Unlike edim, which are included hachashan azama, meaning if edim can be contradicted and can be huzam and can be proven to be edim zomamin. Masha'ein kein when it comes to a person himself. What does that mean? Masha'ein kein when it comes to a person himself. So it sounds like from the Gemara, that a person, it cannot be undermined. When a person says something, then he can't be chozerbo. That's what it sounds like, right? Eino ba'chashu ba'azama. Let's say Adam come and say, no, you're not chayef. Person admits and says, I'm chayef to pay. The other Adam come and say, no, you paid it back already, you don't remember? So, can he be chozerbo from that? Oh yeah, I don't remember. So that we mentioned right at the end of the shiur is a machlokas between the Rambam and the Rashba. And the Rashba assumes that this Gemara is very problematic for the Rambam. Says the Rashba right here on this Gemara, Ma lepiv she'eino b'chashu b'azama, mashma mehacha, demischayev v'odas piv. Somebody who is mischayev himself. Afalpi shechazar bo v'yomar nizkarti, v'hare edim me'idim kidvarai, ein mashkichin bo. Right, you don't listen to them. It says, eino b'chashu b'azama. That's what it says here about Hodas Piv. Di'iba omed b'diburo, because if he's still saying what he's saying, lo yehe ela matana. Iboy lemeiv matana milo matzi yahiv. Right, if he still says, no, I still owe him. So then, of course, okay, fine. But no, you're not allowed to pay him? You can pay him, you give him a gift. Right, so it must be that he himself is chozerbo here, and the Gemara still says, eino pachasha ubahazama. Ella da'anan ahodas piv samchinan, finis batal taras edus pamakam odaso. Right, we are relying on Aldas Piv, Vinis Batel Toras Edus, Pamakam Odasa. Right, so we mentioned this in Aldas Baldin, or earlier in the Shir Kamei Edim Dami Sugya, and that's the Rashba and the Chachmi Sfar right here. And then he quotes, Vetema B'Divrei HaRambam. And therefore this Gemara is problematic with the Rambam, because the Rambam says you can be Chozerbo. So isn't that, doesn't that sound like Isa B'Hachasha? You can be contradicted. Because the Rambam says in Ilchasoy v'Nitan, right, just like we learned the Rambam, the Rashba learned the Rambam. So the Rambam says, Mi shehod bebezdin, shani chayev lazea tovei amana, v'yachar kachomer nizkarti sheparati, I remember I paid up the loan, zesho de silov, hare edim, hare edim that I paid it up, hare zu edus mo eles v'osan al p'yem. So what does that mean? So how do you read our Gemara? Says the Rashba, ulidvarav nitztarek lefarishkan. According to the Rambam, you'll have to explain here. Malapiv shekin eno b'chashu b'azama klomar delo shayich bei ula olam ba'omed al dvarav ela she'eda machishinoso. It doesn't mean that it's impossible. The Rambam would say it's just not relevant, because if he would still say what he says, then he'll be able to pay. That's what it means, eino ba'achashu. You have to read it like that. Ha'bechozer ve'omer kidevir eidim yachalu lachzor mekablim imenu v'chein ba'osa shababababasra. So the Rashba says it will be more difficult to read the Rambam's, read the Gemara according to the Rambam Shita, that one can be chozer bo behodas piv. Okay, so either way, we rejected the kal v'chomer based on that line, and therefore we go elsewhere. Ella, fifth line. Let's try to learn Rabbi Chiya Kamaisa. Let's try to learn eidim being mechayiv the Shvua, Modeh B'Miksas, based on Ela Asiyama Eid Echad, learned it from Eid Echad, meaning Eid Echad is going to be a Kal V'chomer to Shnei Eidim. What's the Kal V'chomer? Uma Eid Echad She'in Mechayevo Mamon Mechayevo Shvua. Eid Echad cannot be Mechayev Mamon. If I bring one Eid and say, you owe me money, that's not Mechayev you Mamon, it's only Mechayev you a Shvua, Mechayev o Shvua. So Eidim She'Mechayev and also Mamon, Eid Odin She'Mechayev and also Shvua. So two witnesses who can be Mechayev someone money surely should be able to be Mechayev him a Shvua. Right? So that's a simple Kal V'chomer, straight. If Eid Echad could do it, then Shnei Eidim could do it too. Says the Gemara, wait a minute. Mal hatzai, that you're comparing apples and oranges a little bit. Mal eid echad, shekein al mashe hu meyid hu nishba. An eid echad comes to Bezin with this guy, and the eid echad says, you owe 50. So the other guy has to swear that he doesn't owe that 50. The nitva has to swear about what the eid echad testified about. That's a regular case of shvuas eid echad, nishba v'niftar. And what are we trying to bring al Kal V'chomer to? Tomar be'edim shal mashe kafar hu nishba. We're trying to bring a raya to, if two Eidim say that Reuven is chayav 50, he has to pay the 50, but he has to swear about the other 50. So is that comparable? Is that a Kal V'chomer? Tove Eidim Lasha Kafar Hu Nishba. Right, and therefore it's different. Look at Rashi's Lashon, which the Ritva gets very excited about here. Rashi on top. Tomar be'edim, tomar be'shvua de'edim, she'enu nishma ma'she he'idu, ela ma'she lo'u he'idu, v'yal k'firasa hu nishma, v'lo adasan. And he is swearing about his denial, not on what they testified about. And then he has the line, u'minayin lanu lahachmir kolkach. Why should we be so machmir? The Ritva goes into, look at that Lasha, and he says, Rashi is telling us a secret here. That it's not just different, but it's a chumrah. It's a chumrah to have to swear about what the aid said nothing about. And Rashi is emphasizing that with that last phrase. So either way, the Gemara says, I don't like this Kal V'chomer either. So the Kal V'chomer from Hodos Piv doesn't work. The Kal V'chomer from Eid Echad doesn't work. In general, Shvuas Eid Echad and the status of an Eid Echad is a fascinating topic that has come up and comes up in many different sugyas. We know two Eidim are trusted. One Eid is not trusted fully. But what does that mean? One Eid is not trusted. He is trusted enough to be Mechayev Shvua, but he's not trusted to be Mechayev Mamon. So how do we look at one Eid? Is one Eid half a Kadav Eidim? Is one Eid a totally different idea? The Rambam writes in Ilchos Yesodei HaTorah that why do we trust two Eidim? Gzeiros Lakasov. What two Eidim could also be lying? One Eid might be telling the truth, right? So what? Gzeiros Lakasov. So if it's Gzeiros Lakasov, does that bring one Eid closer to two Eidim? If we say two Eidim, oh, we trust two Eidim because two Eidim wouldn't be lying. So maybe one Eid, you know, there isn't any strength. There's no one else supporting him. So maybe that's a very different pathway of Ne'emanus. Or do we say, no, they're similar. And therefore, like we know the principle of, if an Eid Echad tries to be Mechayev a Shvua, and for some reason the person cannot take the Shvua, we'd say the principle of Mitoch She'enu Yachol Yishav Mishale. There's always a backup, mumminess, that an Eid Echad is involved in. So is that really, thank you, is that relevant directly to what the Eid Echad is being Mechayev, or is it just in the background? Again, all of these questions come up regarding Eid Echad. If you look in the Primosha, he has the Chakira in Simen Yud as follows. When a person brings an Eid Echad, is the Eid Echad really doing something, or is the Eid Echad really just strengthening the Taina of the Toveya, and it's the Taina of the Toveya that's causing the Shvua? A super Taina's Toveya can be Mechayev Shvua, but it's not the Eid Echad himself. Lamai Nafkamina, fascinating Nafkamina. There's a Machlokas Rishonim, the Ran quotes a Machlokas on Shvuas Daf Yud. Does an Eid Echad work with a Tainus Shema? Tainus Shema, let's say the Toveya is not sure. I'm not sure if I owe you money. The Eid Echad says, for sure, you know, money is owed. So does that work? So that's a machlokas we shown him. So again, if it's strengthening the taina of the toveya, ubir machlokosim near lova. I'll read it. The yesh lachkar begather edus eid echad lagabi shvua ha'imu din edus gemura to lagabi shvua nem on lagamri alamaisa odu rak yotzer safek umachshir of taina sa toveya mishemachi amrina lenitva sheishava. And again, there are many other nafkaminas as well for the issue of Eid Echad. What about Eid Echad Bishtar? Right? Does that have the same halacha? Again, many other nafkaminas. Okay, but either way, that's we know there are some kaddish that an Eid Echad is trusted by kinu v'stira, Right, so this is the question that has to be asked whenever Eid Echad comes up. Okay, let's continue though now. Let's try number three. So Hodas Piv didn't work, and Eid Echad didn't work. So let's go to a third Makar. What does Reb Chiya's Kal Vachomer, is it based on? What is it based on? We know it's going to Edom, but what is it based on? Says the Gemara, El Amar Afafa, Asimi Gilgal Shua De Eid Echad. Well, we're just going to modify the second approach. What was the suggestion? Eid Echad. But what was the problem? Eid Echad causes a Shua about what he's testifying about. We're trying to apply it to a Shua of what the two Eidim are not talking about. What about Gilgal Shua De Eid Echad? Was Gilgal Shua? We know the kind of Gilgal Shua from Maseches Kiddushin, that if I am a Chai of you, Shua A, and you wouldn't have had to take a shvua on anything else by itself, but once I'm machayev you on shvua A, I'll roll in a shvua on shvua B. We learned that from the sugya of sota, when a woman has to swear the alo b'shvua that she was not mizana, we throw in, she was not mizana now, she was not mizana earlier, she was not mizana with this man, she was not mizana with anybody, we throw in, megalgel her, once you're taking a shvua, so have an all-inclusive. Take another one. So maybe that's the makar here. If an Eid Echad is Mechayev Shvua A, and then we make the person take Shvua B. So Shvua B is not about what the Eid Echad testified about. So that would be more of a parallel to where we're going with the Shvua Sbodman makes us of two Eidim. So Elam Rapapa, Asi Mi Gilgul Shvua Eid Echad. Isn't that a good makar? So the Gemara says no. Mala Gilgul Shvua. And this line is a crucial line in understanding the concept of Gilgul Shvua. Mala Gilgul Shvua de Eid Echad shekein Shvura, Shvua Gorera Shvua. Tomar Be'edim de Mamon Kamachayvi. What are we comparing? When we say Shvua's an Eid Echad causes Shvua A, and then he also takes Shvua B. So is it that an Eid Echad is causing Shvua B? Or is that Eid Echad is causing Shvua A, and Shvua A is causing Shvua B? Says the Gemara, the latter. So you can't compare a Kal Vachomer. You can't say Eid Echad by Gilgal Shvua to Shnei Eidim to Mozbe Mixas, because this Eid Echad has nothing to do with the second Shvua. The Gilgal Shvua, that flows from the first Shvua, not from the Eid Echad. It's indirectly connected to the Eid Echad. So you can't learn the Gilgal Shvua as an Eid Echad, as a source for the Mozbe Mixas. The Ritva again here, the Ritva Bamatzia is amazing. Again, he's always amazing. He doesn't need our Askama, but you can't live without the Ritva in Bamatzia. The Ritva's Lashon here is, Ve'idach Shvua Gorera Shvua, Bigzeres HaKosav Ayide Gilgal. Ve'hacha Gabe Eidim, Leka Shvua Al Masha He'idu, She Nigror Alav Shvua B'Masha Lo He'idu. Ki B'Masha He'idu Mamona Machai Vilei. Two Eidim come and say, you owe 50. What does that have to do with the other 50? One Eid says, you're chayav a shvua here. So now you want to say, oh, he's chayav another shvua? That has nothing to do with the Eid Echad. And therefore, don't bring me a raya from there. And again, the Achronim discuss this. Do we take that totally literally? That an Eid Echad can be chayav shvua A, but Gilgal comes from the shvua and not from the Eid Echad. Fascinating question in both directions. What happens in the case of Mitoch? Mitoch sheni yachol ishava. Let's say the person is chashud on shvua A, but he's not chashud on shvua B somehow. He's chashud for certain types of shvuas. But he didn't take shvua A. Would we be megalgel shvua B, or the chiyuvim that flow from shvua B, in a case where he didn't even take shvua A? That's one suffix. What about the opposite? And that's machlokas. What about the opposite? He can take shvua A, but he can't take shvua B. For some reason, he's chashud. And we say mitoch sheni yachol ishava mishalim. So would we say mitoch there? Is it enough connected to the original tfiya of the Eid Echad? So again, both of these questions are asked by the Achronim in terms of how literally you take this. Does Shvua B totally flow from Shvua A, not connected to the Eid Echad and the tfiya at all, or not? Right, and that's this important line here in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, well, wait a minute. Let's try teamwork. It didn't work with each one by themselves. So what about teamwork? So the Gemara says, Piv Yochiach. Well, you're telling me that it's a problem because what they're testifying about is not what the Shvu is about? Right, that was the original problem with Shvuas Eid Echad. Piv Yochiach, the Hodas Piv would prove that that's not correct. Because Hodas Piv, I admit to 50, I have to swear on the other 50. So you see, there can be a Shvuas Mozbe Mixas based on something that I don't talk about. Says the Gemara, Malapiv Shekeinu Eina Bachasha. But what about our problem with Piv? So one second, put them together. You have Piv, you have Eirechad. Mal Eirechad, what about Eirechad's problem? Shekena Masha Meiru Nishba, Tomar Be'edim Moshal Masha Kafar Hu Nishba, Piv Yochiach. And what is this called? The Chazar Hadin. Right, it's called teamwork. Lo Roi Zeker Roi Zeh, V'lo Roi Zeker Roi Zeh, Eid Echad and Hodas Piv are not exactly the same, but they have a common denominator. Hatzana Shava Shabahen, Shaydei Taina Ukfira Hein Ba'in, Vinishba, they are part of claims and answers to claims between people, and Vinishba, and they could cause a Shvua. They each have a uniqueness, but you know what? The other one does not have that uniqueness. So you can't say the Shvua is based on uniqueness A, because the B context doesn't have that uniqueness. So, Afani of the Edim, so too I can include two Edim, that they could also bring Modem Mixa, Shaydei Taina Ukfira Hein Boin Vinishba. Good. So at this point, we have the Kal V'chomer, Rabbi Chiya Kamaisa, Rabbi Chiya Azdin of the Kal V'chomer, teaching me that two Edim could also create Modem Mixas. You learn that from a combination of Eid Echad and Hoda'as Piv. Stop there for a moment. Top Tosis. Tosis has a word that is not in our Gemara. Our Gemara said that Eid Echad, right, we have this already at the beginning of the shiur today, but let's quote it again. Eid Echad will prove, because in Eid Echad, where's the line? Read it again. Eid Echad yochiach sheyeshno b'hachasha u'mechayvo shvua. Right, we spoke about hachasha and azam at the beginning of the shiur today. So the Gemara's line is, Eid Echad will prove, right, Piv, we said, was a problem. Eino b'hachasha b'azama. Be'eid Echad is yeshno b'hachasha. That's our girsa. Look at the top Tosfos. He has another word. Ube hazama. And Eid Echad is not only in Achash, but is also in hazama. So what's the significance of that? Tosfos says, Shapir garas hacha ube hazama. Tosfos says an Eid Echad is also subject to hazama. How is that? If Edom come and say to an Eid Echad, you were with us, will that aid be b'chayiv shvua? What does Tosfos mean? So Tosfos first says, it's included enough in Hazama in that, we'll throw him out of Beis Din. Maybe that's good enough for Hazama. Kivan shal yidei Hazama dibur batel. Right, his dibur is batel with Hazama, so that's what it means. And this, again, contrast to Piv, where, like the Rashba says, even if he's huzam, the Vedim are huzam, or if he is huzam, you were with us, you couldn't have borrowed money. No, he can't be chozer, but he's still chayiv. That would be the full contrast. Again, the Rambam would have a little more difficulty. But then Tosfos says, but you're going to tell me, well, it's not really included in Azama. Will an Eid Echad ever pay money? Will an Eid Echad ever be included in the punishment of Azama? Says Tosfos, V'ein lahakshos, ma lepiv shekeinu einu meshalim b'azama, tomar be'edim shemeshalmin b'azama, v'od lo yuchalom ar Eid Echad yochiach she'ein meshalim. Aye, but you're going to tell me there's a big difference. An Eid Echad will never be punished for Hazama. So maybe that shows that he's not really included in Hazama. Says Tosfos, that's a technical problem. Ki ma sheha eid eino mishalim kishuhu muzam eino chumra elo afisha be'eduso eino mechayv mamon. You know why an Eid Echad will never be mechayv money? Because he's not trying to be mechayv money. And that's why, technically, you wouldn't have to inflict a punishment. V'lakach hol v'dibura batel chashiv yeshno b'azama. Right, because he's never going to try to be mechayev money, so that's why that's a technical problem, but really it's comparable. But says the Ksos, what does it sound like from Tosfos? Let's say there's a case that an Eid Echad would be mechayev money. Let's say it's a case where the guy is a chashud, the nitva, and then mitok sheniyachol lishava mishalim. So the Eid Echad, the person, the defendant is about to pay, and then an Eid Echad is huzamed, then says the Ksos, you see from Tosfos, that he would pay money. Even an Eid Echad would pay money. That's the Chiddush of the Ksos, based on Tosfos. But then the Ksos at the end says, but I'm a little hesitant, I'm not really sure whether this Chiddush is true. But that's what he says it sounds like from Tosfos. In Ksos, Simin Lamed Ches, says the Ksos, Eid Hameyid L'chayev Shvua, V'lo Hayachol Lishava, Mishum Shaya Chashud, O Sheta'an Eini Yodeya, B'inyan Sheneschayev L'shalim, Mishum Din Sheneyachol Lishava, V'huzam mi shayich bo kasher zamam l'chora mashba b'divrei Tosfos perakama t'bav metzia the shayich was a kasher zamam. That's what he quotes. Umashba de Hecha de Machaiba Mamon, Shach Bekasha Zamam. That's what it sounds like. But then he ends off, Ela Shalibi Mahases. My heart is a little not clear. Why? Because the Pasuk of Kasha Zamam is Bishnei Eidim Udachsiv. So I'm not 100% clear whether it's true or not. In the footnotes here of the Ksos, he quotes other Achronim, the Minchas Chinuch and the Chazon Ish. Is this really true or not? The Chazon Ish assumes it's for sure not true. But either way, this is an important diak that the Ksos has in our Tosis. Okay, getting best, get back to our discussion. So the Gemara at this point has a maskana. Well, it's not a full maskana. The Gemara says we learn the Shvuas Modim and Mix, the Shvuas Modim and Mixas from two Eidim, Rabbi Chiya Kamaisa, from teamwork of Eid Echad and Hodas Piv. Says the Gemara, wait a minute. There's still a problem. Both of those have something that two Eidim don't have. So that maybe that's why they could be together. Both of those cases, Eid Echad and Oz Das Piv, the person that we want to make swear has not been proven to be a liar. He's not Huchsa Kafran. So then maybe that's why he'll take a Shavua in that case. Tomar Be'edim, Shekin Huchsa Kafran. What's our case? A guy comes to court and says, you owe me 100. The guy says, I owe you 0. And then two Eidim say, he owes 50. So haven't those two Eidim proven him a liar? Huchsa Kafran. So then we shouldn't allow him to swear. Rabbi Chiya Kamai says that, oh, Shavua's mother makes us. He's a proven liar now. He's a Huchsa Kafran. So how do we allow that? Says the Gemara. One second. Is that true? Ube'edim Yuchsa Kafran. If two Eidim testify about someone and the guy is proven to be a liar, is that for sure Huchsa Kafran? Don't we sometimes have excuses why we say, oh, maybe he lied for this reason, but he's not a lahachis liar. After all, V'yamar Avidim Rav and Amar Rav Chizda, didn't Rav Chizda say, we had this back at the end of Bava Kama also, Hakofer B'milveh Kosher La'edis. If somebody denies owing money, that does not prove that he's pasul. Because maybe he's just trying to, you know, slip away. He doesn't have the money right now. We'll pay next week. So he's not Huchsa Kafran. Be pikadon pasul edus. Buy a pikadon pasul edus. Because if you have the guy's item, why are you not giving it back? So he's pasul edus. We'll see later on. This means where there are edim that he had the item at the time. So he's Huchsa Kafran. So there is no Huchsa Kafran by edim if it is a milveh. So therefore, we have rehabilitated the answer. Says the Gemara, no. Ela parachachi. What about this kasha? Ela malatana shava shabahen shekain einon bitoras hazama. Tomar be'edem sheyeshna bitoras hazama. This is relating to what Tosas just mentioned before. One second. But Eid Echad and Piv, aren't they excluded from the world of hazama? Masha einkein. Eidim are subject to hazama? Answer, and maybe this is what Tosas meant before, Halokasha, Rabbi Chiya, Torres Hazama lo parech. Rabbi Chiya is not bothered by the question of Hazama. Why not? Why isn't he bothered by it? So Tosas would answer, because their edus could still be batel based on Hazama. Even if they wouldn't get the punishment of Hazama, generally, their edus is batel, and therefore that's good enough to say that all of them are included in the world of Hazama, and that is why we have saved the Kal V'chomer. So Baruch Hashem, the Kal V'chomer stays. But now we're going to attack Rabbi Chiya from another reason. Remember, what did Rabbi Chiya say? Kal V'chomer and our Mishnah is a Raya. Right? What was our Mishnah? Our Mishnah was, each person is claiming the whole thing, but there are Eidim on half. What do you mean Eidim? I'm holding half. So that's Anan Sadi. So it's as if there are Eidim that you owe 50, and there's a Shavua on the other 50. So isn't our Mishnah a Raya to Rabbi Chiya Kamaisa? So the Gemara is going to now attack that. Ela Dekamar, fine. The Kal V'chomer will accept. El Dekamar, V'tana Tuna, Mi Dami. But now you want to bring the Mishnah as a Raya? No. Mishnah's not comparable. Hasam Lamal Ve'isle Sadi, Lelo Ve'lesle Sadi, Delo Masik Le'velo Midi. In the case where you are trying to prove to one of them has Eidim, one of them doesn't. The Malve brings to Eidim that you owe 50. The Lova has nothing backing him up. So that's a case where, that's one type of case. Diavi le sadi le lova, de lo masik le velo midi, because if the lova himself had witnesses that he owed nothing, lo boyer b'chielish tabuye, then it would be a stalemate. We wouldn't make him swear. If two Eidim say he owes 50, two Eidim say he doesn't owe 50, he's not going to have to make a shvua. That's not where Rabbi Chiya applies mod b'miksas in the case of Eidim. But hacha, but in the case of our Mishnah, ki hechi da'anan sa'adi lahai, anan sa'adi lahai. They're equal. V'yafilu hachi mishtabi. And even so, we make them swear. Meaning we shouldn't make them swear in this case if they both have Eidim. So Rashi just adds in a line. So it's clear that our Shvua in our Mishnah is a Takana Derabbanan Rabbi Yochanan, Shlo Yeik Halachan Ve'echad Holech B'tokef, B'taliso Shal Chaveiro, as the Gemara said yesterday. So therefore, the Mishnah is not a riot to Rabbi Chiya. Maybe the Kal V'chomer worked, but the Mishnah is not a riot. The Mishnah is a different kind of case. And again, what we just said, the Rashi was on the third wide line. Shma mina, taima lami shemodim mixes a dainahu, Rabbi Chiya. It's not a riot to Rabbi Chiya, it's a didrabanan. So the Gemara says, fine. Our Mishnah is not a riot to Rabbi Chiya's first statement. Now we move on to Rabbi Chiya's second statement, what's known as Rabbi Chiya bas Raisa. Rabbi Chiya, the second Rabbi Chiya. Ela ki itmar betana tuna a'idach to Rabbi Chiya itmar. Okay, when we said our Mishnah is a raya, put it on the other Rabbi Chiya. What's the other Rabbi Chiya? The world of Halach. What's Halach? Dam Rabbi Chiya. Manali biyadcha, Ruvain says to Shimon, you have 100 of mine. Vahalo omer ein lecha biyadi ela nunzuz. I only have 50. Stop time. If he stopped that right now, okay, schayef shul modu b'mikzas. But that's not the case. He says, I have 50, the halach, and here it is. And here it is. He presents it to the Toveya in some type of way. We don't know yet. Does that mean he gives it to him in Bezdin? Maybe. That's what it sounds like. Or does he say, here it is, it's in my house for your taking. Either way, one of those types, that's a case of halach. And the issue is, what's the issue of halach? Why does that undermine modem and mixas? Because maybe we should look at it as if that half was already paid up. I owe you 50 and here it is. Meaning, that 50 is done. That part of the Din Torah is finished. I paid you that 50. What's left? Kofar Bako. On the other 50. So maybe you're pater. There's no shul modem and mixas there. That's the svara of halach. Meaning, do we say halach undermines the shua modem and mixas? Because he's saying, here it is. Do we say that that half of the din Torah is already finished? So he's modem bakol and kofer bakol. It's really two different statements. Do we say that? So that's the shaila. So Rabbi Chiya says, halach doesn't make a difference. Doesn't matter if you say halach, you're still chayef shua modem and mixas. Chayef. My taima, halach nami, kemodem mixas ataina dami. Halach is just like modem mixas. Halach doesn't take away that this is a case of modem and mixas. So what that you say, here it is. You still were modem to half and denied half. And related to that, Vitana Tuna, so we'll finish the line and then we'll talk about it. Vitana Tuna and our Mishnah also is similar to this. Shaim Ochs and Vitalis. Our Mishnah. Why? What's the case? How's our Mishnah case of Halach? V'yahacha. Each one, remember, is claiming the whole thing. Claiming the whole baguette. And each one is grabbing on to half the baguette, and the other half of the baguette, each person, willy-nilly, acknowledges that the other person is holding it. So isn't that kind of like a case of halach? It's like the other half has been given over to you already. So each person, what they're holding, is as if that half of the case is already done. Viktani yishava. And it still says, you swear in that case. Mozeb mixas. Right, so therefore, says the Gemara, isn't our Mishnah a raya to Halach? Let's just continue reading the whole thing, and then we'll comment. Who argues Rav Sheshes? Rav Sheshes Amar Halach Pater. No, we don't pass like Rav Chiya. We pass like Rav Sheshes. We say Halach does make a difference. Halach is Pater. Why? My time, Kiva to Amar LeHalach. Since he says Halach, here, take it. Hani Zuze to Kamodi Begavayu. This money that he admits to, Kiman Denoket Lehu Malve Dami. It's like the Malve has that money already. It's as if that part of the Din Torah is done. Beino Chamishim, and on the other 50, Halamodi. He doesn't admit. Hilkach leka hodas mixas ataina. So it's not called modem mixas. It's like you're a modem to this half and that part is done, and you deny this whole thing, and therefore it is a different type of case, and it's not modem mixas. You would be pater. Ulur abshesh kasha masni. So, what about our Mishnah? What about our Mishnah? So the Gemara says, okay, come on. The Mishnah is not such a strong raya to Rabbi Chiya. Amar lecha abshesh masni son takanas chachamimi. Our Mishnah is takanas rabbanon, like Rabbi Yochanan says. It's not a meikar hadin. It's a takana. V'idach, what would Rav Chiya answer back to that? In takanas chachamim. Yes, it is a takana drabanan. But umiyu I amid bishlam amida raisa halach chayiv. If you say in general halach is chayiv, a real case of halach misakni rabanan shvua kein daraisa. Then says Rav Chiya, I understand the Mishnah, which is a drabanan shvua, which is similar to the case of halach. which is still chayav shvuah daraisa. Ela I amrit mi daraisa helach pater. But if you say on a daraisa level helach would be pater, misakni rabbanan shvuah delesa dekavase bidaraisa. With the rabbanan be misakin a shvuah that does not have a parallel, which would have an opposite type of halach on a daraisa level. So Rabbi Chiya would say, yeah, our Mishnah is a derabanan. I could agree to you, but it's the kain daraisa of what the din daraisa is. Okay. First, the small point, and then the larger discussion of the Rishonim here. Number one, the Pnei Yeshua says here, if he actually gave back the money, then of course there's no machlokas. If he didn't just say, here it is. If he didn't just say, it's in my house. But he said, take the money, and he gives it back to him. Then, of course, Rabbi Chiya is not going to say, you are chayiv in that case. That's not motiv of mixas. That case is done. So that's the Pnei Yeshua, and others, you know, aren't so clear about it, but that's what the Pnei Yeshua says right here. He says, for sure, if he actually gave it back. He says, v'nir libekavanas Rashi, didavka b'pihya gavna, shayach plukta du Rabbi Chiya v'rav sheshes. Du Rabbi Chiya lo chashal lekover bakol, b'kivan, sha'af b'mashe hode, akati mechusar guvayna. He still has to be collected. Bezdin still has to be involved, even in the 50 that you said halach for. That's why there's a machlokas here. Masha einkein kisheha nitva no sein la toveya bifnei bezdin kafi masha hoda. If he actually gave it, then imkein memela to sue ena bezdin is kakin ladun al masha hoda umasa lo bifneiem ela masha kofer bilvad. What is bezdin now involved in? Only in the other half of what he was kofer. Imkein avile kofer bakol gamur viafilu Rabbi Chiya moda to pater v'chein nearly lahedya milashan agamara. And that's why he says, it appears that way from the Gemara, with one letter. Because what did Rav Sheshes say? The money that he admitted to, kiman dinakalu ma'avadami. It's as if the Malva's holding it. What if the Malva's mamish holding it? Then there's no discussion. Then, of course, that's what the Pesach of the Medayikin in that kuh. Mashba lahedya. The hashta mia inamos bi'ana Malva. It must be the Malva does not have the money right now. But if he would have the money, so then he would... it wouldn't be an issue. He says, that's what I think the Gemara is saying in Rashi. He says, against the Hagos Ashri, and he quotes Vini Karin Divrei Emes. Everybody can realize that this is the true Shita. That's number one. Fine. The main issue, though, in this Sugya of Halach is, there are two types of cases that we could talk about. Milveh and Pikadon. What case is Halach? What's the case involved in Halach? So what's the least Shita? The smallest Chiddush, you would say. Pikadon. Meaning, somebody says, I gave you $100, I gave you five cows to watch. And the guy says, I have two of you, two of your cows in my house, and, take them whatever you want. So by pikadon, we understand why there might be an idea of, oh, it's as if you gave it back already. Because by pikadon, we say, kol eicha de'isa b'reshusa demari isa. So by Pikadon, we know Halach would apply. That is the more minimal approach, and that is what the Rashba says. The Rashba quotes that. But there are other Rishonim that say Milveh. What about Rashi? Rashi has a fascinating Shita that is much discussed by the Rashba, the Rinfo, and there are opposite opinions of what Rashi really holds. Rashi says, you see there's a gra on it, the fourth wide line in Rashi, the Halach, Lo otesim, I did not use your money, Vehein shalcha b'chamakam sheheim. They're yours wherever they are. What does that sound like? It sounds like it's a case of milveh, but he's saying, I didn't use the money. So after we've shown him, is Rashi trying to say that there's halach by milveh too? What if we say milveh lahotza nitzna? Right when the malveh gives the loaver the money, it's not in his rishus anymore. Who cares whether the loaver uses it or not? The fact that he can use it means it doesn't belong to the malveh anymore. So therefore, does Halach work by Milveh? So there are some Rishonim that say, yeah, it works by Milveh, even if it's different money. Oh, I have money in my house, and it's already earmarked for you. That would be the biggest Chiddush. Rashi seems to be trying to have a middle approach. It applies to Milveh, but only where the money was not used yet. Says the Ritva, this is a Chiddush Gadol from Rashi. Two Chiddushim, Rashi is telling us, says the Ritva. The Ritva says, next page. Says v'nira midvarav tarti. Says the Ritva. Chada de milva shahotzia. Avo bishenosin lamos acherim bevezel lochashav helach. If he's giving different money back for a milva, even if he says helach about that money, it's not called helach because it's not the money that was given because of milva lahotzan. It's not. But va'od, number two, kol shalotziyam, v'heim ba'en bershuso, avol b'sheinam atzah b'bezen avahelach. But if it's the same money, even if it's in his house, that's called helach. Says the Ritva, two huge chidushim, and says the Ritva, adaraba, ifcha b'stavra. I think just the opposite is true. The kol shenosin, if you actually have it in court, even if it's different money, you're giving it back. No more milvah l'sanin, you're giving it back. A. B, if it's in your house, even if it's the same money, it shouldn't make a difference. It shouldn't be halal, because milvah l'sanin it's not. V'kol she'edem sham bebezin, ain't kanfriya shal klum. U'mishum davi zuzei demal ve'gufei bershusei mayavi. Who cares? Milvah l'sanin, by pikadon, fine. Vade kalecha shehu be'en bershusei chashav halach av v'she'edem bebezin. Because kalecha de'isa bershusei demari isa. But that is the various opinions in the Rishonim. Again, you can look in the Ritva here, the Rashmi of Echulu, the minimalist would be only Pikadon, the maximalist would be Milveh, even different money, and Rashi seems to have somewhere in the middle. Pikadon it would work, but even by Milveh, if it's the same money. You see the Gra here quotes, Aval Aran Cholik Alzeh, because of the Milveh, the son is Navadatha Pikadon Adin Kain. Right, we said it from the earlier Chachmei Sfarad before the Ran. Okay. The Nesivus also discusses, what about, interesting, one more and then we'll continue. The Nesivus says, what about Gezela? The Nesivus assumes that there's no halach by Gezela. If a person says, you stole money from me, he's like, yeah, I stole, but it's in my house. Halach wouldn't apply there because Gezela has a chi of Ashava. And until you actually return it, says the Nesivus, then it's not going to be called a halach type of case. That's the Nesivus in Simon Pezayin. He says, "Avogzela im tavo shegazal imenu beis kalim v'hu modeh be'echad v'omed be'beiso lo have helach t'gzela lo koy bershusi debaylim hashas hashava lefnei bezdin." Right, Rabbi Yochanan gazal on his Yashua baylim sheim en yichol atisho. What we had back in Meruba, right? Zel fishin shalav zel fishin bershuso. That's an interesting point. Also, that by geneva gzela chiyav hashava changes the laws of helach. Okay, so we have a machlokas between Rav Sheshes and Rabbi Chiya. So Meisvei, let's try to prove cases about Halach. Slaim dinarim. If you have a star that says Ruvedo Shimon, slaim dinarim. What does it say? Both of those four? What does it say? Both slaim and dinarim. One is a large currency and one is a small currency. So the Pshita Mekubetza says here, it's going to be a chiddush for each of the shitas. Let's just read the case first. The Ashtar says that Reuben owes Shimon slum dinar, without saying a number. It doesn't say how much he owes. You owe dollars. You owe him shkalim. Right? So, how much? So, Malve Omer Chomish. Malve says, you owe me five. Ulove Omer Shalosh. No, I only owe you three. 5 verses 3. Reb Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Ho v'hode mixas atani yishava. Reb Shimon Elazar says, hey, he's modem mixas. He was modem mixas, meaning he says 5 and he goes 3. What do you mean he's modem mixas? 2 wouldn't have been modem mixas, because the star says plural. So that's not admitting to anything. It had to be 2. But the fact that he says 3, he's admitting. Modem mixas atani, and therefore he swears. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Einu alakamesh v'avedu pater. Rabbi Akiva says he's doing the guy a favor. Right, he could have just said 2, and he says 3, Kamesh Aveda, so therefore it is Pater, and therefore he is not going to be Chayev there. So let's read the case, and then we will talk about the details of the case, of the Slam Dinarim. Tani Mias, what's the Raya first that we try to bring? Reb Shimon Elazar Omer, Hova Hode Mixas Atayna Yishava. Reb Shimon Elazar says, since he was motivated to mix us by saying 3, so it's a regular case, a mode that makes us. So we are medayik, taima da amar shalosh. The reason that he is chayev is because he said 3. Hoshtayim putter. But if he would have said 2, if he would have said 2, then he would have been putter. Why would he be putter in that case? Isn't he still mode that makes us? Fahayshtar de kamodi behelachu. If he says 2, you know why maybe he's putter? Because the 2 that he's admitting on, it's as if, it's written in the star. So it's as if he's giving it right there. There's a sheep of the star. Helachu. And he can't, and Rashi quotes, it's karkos or mishubadim, as if it's right here. Vishvabina, halach pater. So doesn't Rav Shimon Elazar prove to us that halach is pater? Because a shtar is as if it's halach, as if it's right there. Says the Gemara, lo, No, maybe really two should be chayiv. Two would also be chayiv according to Reb Shimon Elazar. So why do you say why does the Braisa say the case of three? Maybe it's just trying to be mechadish against Rabbi Akiva. To Amar, Rabbi Akiva says, oh, if you do an extra one that you didn't have to do, you're patur. Shimon Elazar is saying even against that. Right, two or three, even three, I'm going to say, is chayiv because of modeh b'miksas. Good. So let's just, I guess, finish the section first. Iyachi, if that's the case, that Reb Shimon Elazar not only says it by two, but also by three, so Reb Shimon Elazar, not only by three, but also by two, Reb Shimon Elazar, hov ahodeh miksas atayna yishava, afze yishava mi boilei. If it's by two and three, the language should be also here, not since. Since sounds like specifically because he says three and not says two. It should say af. So the Gemara says, Elala olam, so go back and say, okay, Elala olam, shtayim chayim, pater. Really, you're right, shtayim is pater. But not because of halach. There could be a different reason why shtayim would be pater. The halach chayiv, v'shani hacha, to come messiah le shtara. You know why here he's pater? Not because of halach, but because he has the shtara on his side. The shtara says he's chayiv shkalim. If you don't write a number, then we assume that's two. Because the Malva would have written a number otherwise. Number one, that's a reason why it's put there. Again, not because of Halach. Inami, or Mishum Davi Le Shtar Shibud Karkos, or a Shtar represents a Shibud, a lien on Karka, the Enishbon, and the rule is, which we have elsewhere as well, Shvuas, Enishbon, Akfir Shiba Karkos. We don't make oaths when it's just having to do with Karka, which will come up as a little bit later as well. But those are reasons why, in the case of Slam Dinarim, we would say Pater, even if Halach would be Chayev. Okay, a couple of points. Number one, getting back to the original question. Says the Shita, why does it say Slam Dinarim? They're both different currencies. Just say one of them. So says the Shita, it says Slam Lurabusa Derebi Shimon, where even if he admits to this huge amount, Slam is still not called Meshav Aveda. And it says, Dinari, to tell me the koach of Rabbi Akiva. Even, Mishum Dinar Echad, it's already considered a Meshav Aveda, even just a small amount. He quotes that from the Radvaz. Number one. The other point to mention is Tosfos here. Tosfos quotes, a Deya, look at the last line of Tosfos before the rest of it. In Tosfos, the second Einish Bayan, Tosfos quotes in the last few words that some here are not Gores Rabbi Akiva, some are Gores Rabbi Yaakov. Some have Rabbi Yaakov instead of Rabbi Akiva in this machlokas. Why is that? Because Tosas and the other Rishonim say that Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar was a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva. Would he be arguing on Rabbi Akiva? So maybe it's not Rabbi Akiva, it's Rabbi Yaakov. Number one. Others say that no. Maybe the Shurim Sanan Balacha here quotes one of the Achronim who says that maybe this was never a machlokas. It was just, they said their own shitos and the Gemara was misader them together. How do you know that? What gives us an inkling? Look at the Shitos. Usually when you have a Machlokas in the Braisa, the first opinion is said, and then it says, Divrei Rebbe Blank. And then it says, Rebbe Blank Omer. But what do you have here? Both of their names are written first. Rebbe Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Rebbe Akiva Omer. Which sounds like it wasn't one composite discussion, conversation that they had in the Beis Medrash, but it was just put together by the Gemara. So maybe that's a little inference from the language of the Gemara. But either way, Tosfos defends the fact that it's Rabbi Akiva. You can have Talmidim arguing on Rebbeim sometime, as long as it's done in a proper way. Okay, Ika Demosav HaSeifa, Miseifa. So we have a very similar Shakla Vitaria now, but instead of trying to bring a Raya about Halach from the Rabbi Shimon Elazar Shita, we try to bring a Raya from Rabbi Akiva Shita. Ika Demosav Miseifa, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Eino Ela Kameshav Avedu Upater. Rabbi Akiva said, because he says three, so he's putter. Taima damer shalosh. The reason he's putter is because he says three. Hashtayim mashba. If he would have said two, chayiv. If he would have said two, it would be chayiv. Vashtar to come out to make halach to me for 1 minute. Isn't a star like halach because the karka is right there? Shvamina halach chayiv. So the opposite. Maybe halach is chayiv. Araya it's Rabbi Chia. So no, lo, lo, olam eim lach hashtayim nami putter. Maybe two is also putter. Vahaydek tani shalosh lafuki mid hirshim ben Elazar. It says three in the Braisa to tell me a chiddush against Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Do Amar Mode Mixes Atayna Have V'Chayiv. Who says Chayiv in a case of three? Kamashvon De Meishav Avedavi Patur. So that's why there's no Raya. And Achinami Mistavra. And also it makes sense that the Patur is also by two and not just by three. Why? Because if you say, if the guy would say two, he's chayiv. If he would say three, pater. So then, b'shalosh yechi pater Rabbi Akiva. How would Rabbi Akiva say pater by two? Hi, iarume kamarim. It's so easy to lie and to trick. Sober, the guy thinks to himself, if I only admit to two, I'm going to have to swear. I'll say an extra one. I'll be like a meshav aveda, the iftar, and I'll be pater. So it makes sense, says the Gemara, that Rabbi Akiva would say pater not only by three, but also by two. So if this is really a raya, that we don't say halach is chayef, meaning we say halach is pater, so why would Rabbi Chiya say in our case, Rabbi Chiya says halach is chayef, so why in our case pater? As we said before, here there are extra reasons for the patur. Shiny, if you say two. Shiny hasav to come asaya le shtara, inamim shabdav le shtar shibad karkos, ve'inishpoin al kfiras shibad karkos. Good. There is a machlokas, which we'll have to get back to in a couple of days. Tosis quotes on the Vav, Rav Haigon. Vav of an Aleph. Tosis quotes Rav Haigon that even by a case of Shiva Karkos, you do take a Shvuas Hesis. There is a Shvuas Hesis that, which is the Shvuas Takana Drabanan of Rabbi Nachman, Shvuas Hesis that we'll have to get back to. The Tav Tosis mentioned that even in the case of Karka, you would take a Shvuas Hesis. Okay, we'll have to stop here. B'ez Hashem, tomorrow's daf again will be uploaded from the last cycle. B'ez Hashem, the next will be over the next couple of weeks, over Yom Tovim. You know, we'll have to keep the schedule where the dafim are, but B'ez Hashem, that tomorrow's will be put up, and the next two will be given, then Rosh Hashanah. But either way, we'll stop here.